When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's the Luca Pete Show. A very good morning to you. This is Thursday, 8th of April, and we are cracking on through April. Hey, the weather's getting cold. Then it's getting hot and it's getting rainy. We've had hailstones today. But the most important weather stroking is the weather stroking that's going on with my car outside. Lukey Moore, I'm proud to announce my Toyota Century is on the road with reg plates.
It is absolutely fantastic.
It's been a long journey. It's been a long road.
Did you feel like it was worth it? Probably not.
When I get into that car and I can smell the dirty old fag-ridden floor mats and the slight...
I bet you feel like Don Henley, don't you?
...kind of egg on. When I'm bouncing down that road with a light on my dashboard that says no traction control, I feel like a real winner, Lukey Moore.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it then.
I think it is. I think I've already spent way too much money on it, so I think I should be drawing a line sooner rather than later on this.
It's one of those ones where you go in for a penny and you can't stop.
Exactly, you're chasing your losses when the fun stops and all that.
It's like waiting for a bus, isn't it? Like you've waited 10 minutes. I mean,
yeah, may as well. I live here now. Yeah, I went to waiting for buses. Couldn't for some reason the overground wasn't working today, so I went via Limehouse, which was a new journey for me.
Why didn't you drive the Century in?
Because I got it roadworthy. I got the reg plates on it at 11 o'clock last night. I got it off that poor man's driveway at about 11 o'clock last night because I had other things on, and then I sort of cruised around the local area.
Oh my
in
god!
In my bouncy little car.
You'll get on a register if you carry on.
I will
on like
get
that.
On a register if I keep carrying like that. And I thought, you know what? I've not had enough sleep. This isn't the time. I'm not 100% that if this car stops, it's going to start again. So because of the battery. So I thought I'll leave it for maybe I'll pop in on Friday. Are you on the ramble on Friday? Maybe I'll see it on Friday.
But, I think I am. Yeah. So yeah, I'll see you then. I love the idea of you breaking down in the big Century, on like Regent Street.
Yeah, it wouldn't be ideal. It would be confusing.
Just on the mobile phone, standing outside, looking flustered with like
car
smoke
phone
coming out the bonnet.
That'd be amazing. I have like a wire coming out of the centre console. Hello, I've travelled here from the 80s.
But you're pleased with the purchase, and you think it's a pretty.
I think it's a banger. I think it's a banger. I can't get the writing they've written on the window off. But I think it's a I don't know what I think they might have used some kind of permanent marker.
Is so, it like the windscreen?
Yeah, they've written like Goonet, which sounds like a bit sexual. but it is, I assure you, it's a Japanese car auction site. Goonet, they've written on the front. And I've tried wiping it off. It won't come off.
Is the part that you've got access to still frustrated by it? Or has she accepted it now? Or
I don't know. I think there's a part of a heart that sort of goes, you know what, that isn't the worst looking car you've ever seen. It's got weird little wing mirrors on the bonnet, for crying out loud. Yeah. It smells of fags. My favourite smell, she says, in
you've
my
got,
mind.
You've got to send a video for the Luke and Pete Show family to of you driving it.
Bouncing you have around.
Have you had any people like...
It's like Flat Eric. Do you know that video of Flat Eric?
Yes,
Mr.
I do.
Wazzle?
Yeah. Do I know Flat Eric? Eric? Who are you talking to?
Are you a man of Eric?
I used to love Levi's twisted jeans. I used to wear them all the time.
God, remember twisted jeans? And
that's
like,
what it was for, wasn't it?
Oh, God. Wasn't there like high Wasn't that high waistband jeans as well? Wasn't that a not thing for boys, a while?
I think.
Not for boys.
The twisted ones, jeans. I used to have about four pairs of them. I used to love them.
I love that you were part of this. It's like suddenly finding out that you're... headphones you buy at the airport? Jelly something. You know,
Skull candy.
Skull candy. And yeah. It just, like, Mark Haynes from WrestleMania bought some Skull candy headphones a couple of years ago for WrestleMania at the airport. And I was like, Mark, I had no idea you were part of the Skull Candy universe. I had no idea you were a Skull Candy man. But I had no idea, Luke, that you're a Twisted Pairs man.
I used to be, back in the late 90s, I used to be
Twisted
slim.
Pairs, I think, might be something to do with the Cat 5 Ethernet cable. Apologies. Twisted jeans.
I used to be slim, Levi's Twisted jeans, really skin tight, like Red or Dead t-shirt.
Red or Dead?
Yeah.
Didn't they make shoes for ladies? Wasn't that Red?
Oh, they probably
Dead?
Do a lot of it. I think it might be a surfing brand, maybe.
Right. Okay.
Because I'm from the South Coast, aren't I? So it was all part of that.
Is that because? Oh God! Did you have beads in your hair and stuff?
No.
Did you play the acoustic guitar? Did you play some Jason Mraz on your acoustic guitar in front of a bonfire on the beach?
No, I mean I would definitely have been present in that kind of scenario.
Right.
Though.
Okay. Interesting. Were you mad into the sweet ganja?
Well, I mean, it was the 90s. What can I say?
The 90s. What can I say, if you remember?
I can remember that we used to have like bonfires down the beach quite a lot, right?
Right.
And particularly, obviously, in the summer where, say if it was Cows Week, the big sailing week over on the Isle of Wight, you could see that from where I grew up.
Right.
Because the seafront near where I grew up was overlooking the Isle of Wight.
Through a fog of weed smoke.
Well, and I can remember once, right? We used to go down there, get a fire going, and that's that. Mm. And I remember being, it was in the evening, and I was about to go out, head out there. And my old man stopped me before I left the house. I was with a couple of mates, so we were just going to walk down there. Because by that point, I was about 18, and we'd moved to a nicer house. Mm. And it was quite near the beach. And my old man was like, oh, are you going down the beach? Are you going to have a fire? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, right, your mum's going to be back home from work in like an hour. I just need you to do something with me. I was like, okay, what's that? And he took me into the garage, and he made me... He made me saw up a bed that my mum had told him to get rid of.
Right.
Right. And then he told me to take it down the beach and set fire to it.
Nice, okay.
And
nice.
Use that as the firewood, but don't tell my mum.
Okay.
So anyway, I did that. Took it down there.
How did you take an entire bed?
I just put it in the back of the car. It was sawn up.
Oh, you were driving,
right.
Put it in the back of the car.
And drove it down there, right? And it was all fine. It was like the perfect crime. Mm. And I don't know if it was illegal to have... Bought fires down the beach at that point.
Blood stains on it.
No.
Are you an accomplice to a murder that your dad perpetrated? That's the question.
I haven't asked. I could ask.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this is the thing, though. It was a perfect crime, right? Until my friend Penny was trying to show off to some girls down there.
Right.
And he started he set fire to one of the bedsteads. So he had like a torch.
Right.
And he was balancing it on his chin.
Right.
Right. And a fire lighter and piece of wood fell off the torch and landed on his face.
Okay.
And gave him a big burn on his cheek.
Big burn, right? Yeah.
And then, to cut a long story short, one thing led to another. He had to go to the A&E and get it all patched up. He's fine. He was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he was only about 2 inches from his eye, so it wasn't ideal. But he was fine. But then what happened was his mum mentioned to my mum,
yeah,
that he'd been balancing like a bed frame on his chin. My mum starts putting two and two together. It's like Kaiser Soze at the end of Usual Suspects. Me and my old man getting absolute bollocking for basically illegally setting fire to the bed when we were both just supposed to take it to the tip and we never got around to it. So that's what reminded me of, Peter. We used to do fires down the beach all the time.
And that's where the song, what do you do when your beds are burning?
Exactly.
What was that terrible band?
Do you know what is the most depressing thing about it is that I think the kind of soundtrack to those kind of days, not my decision, but the soundtrack to those
Blind
days.
Blind Melon.
Not even that cool. It was like Californication era production papers. Yeah, it was that kind of thing.
Do you know what I was thinking about? I was walking the dog earlier and I was coming back and I was like, do you remember Gavin Shooters did that song Hump De Bump?
Did they?
And they were about... Keedus must have been cracking into his 50s. And he's doing a song called Hump De Bump.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It's on Stadium Arcadium 2006, so he would have been a lot older, yeah.
Fucking atrocious title, atrocious sentiment. I mean, wow.
They're Romans anyway, aren't they?
I don't think they are. Are you confusing him with Tyler? Taylor.
One of them is a wrong un, as per his own autobiography.
Okay, fair.
So take it up with him.
Yeah, I mean, you write some stuff in the 90s, don't you? And then you're in big trouble.
But I don't necessarily share the snobbiness around the Red Hot Chili Peppers generally. I think, you know, people like what they like, and that's fine. I don't really get exercised about it. But I did catch something on the radio not that long ago, and it was like, because you know that famous Nick Cave quote?
Every time I turn on the radio, there's this fucking music playing, and it's always...
No, I'm forever saying to myself, what the fuck is that? And the answer is always the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm not going to be... I mean, if you're Nick Cave and you're an amazing songwriter, I suppose you can get away with saying that. So I'm not going to kind of jump on board that. But what I am going to say is I did catch something on the radio not that long ago, which was billed as a new Red Hot Chili Peppers single. And it was less than a year ago.
Yeah.
And I caught a bit of it, and it was remarkable.
Yeah.
Like, the bit I caught was just Anthony Kiedis going, the sights, the smells, the sounds. It's like... Or was it the sights, the sounds, the smells?
Yeah.
It's like, what is he talking? It's like a fucking Dr. Seuss, like a bad Dr. Seuss fucking song.
Luke, hump de bump, doop a bodoo. Hump de bump, doop bop. Hump de bump, doop a bodoo. Oh, no. And then just goes into the same chorus again. Hump de bump, doop a bodoo. Did you see the Blur doing Coachella this week?
I did see that.
Could not find this more delicious.
I, as someone who quite aggressively dislikes Blur, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked them back in the day, but he gets away with murder, that absolute prick. Albarn.
Have you interviewed him?
Have I?
You must have.
No. No, I'm not.
There's people in music of that generation, and they fall into two categories, Pete. Mm. The ones you've interviewed and the ones you don't remember interviewing. Because you've definitely interviewed all of them.
No, he's got a terrible reputation. Anyone who's ever interviewed that bloke in the last 15 years, he's got a terrible reputation with him because he's not very nice. Let's put that way. Or has frequently been quite difficult in interviews. And he had a bad time at Coachella because A, Coachella is not necessarily for music fans. B, they're fucking ancient. And it was Girls and Boys, which is very much, you know, the sentiment. If there is any sentiment in Girls and Boys, the song that he got upset in, it's very British, isn't it? It's very British. It would be like Jarvis Cocker getting very upset that people didn't know, you know, that dogs were everywhere in Sheffield, or Sheffield is a sex city, etc. You know,
you can totally see how it was a strange booking.
Yeah, I think
I couldn't even see him on the line. They're third down. Before No Doubt and Tyler the Creator on a Saturday, but after Sublime, that's a weird slot.
Is Sublime still out and about or
they
kicking a ball?
Played before Blur, apparently.
I know that obviously the lead singer died.
But do you care that I didn't actually know that? Right. But do you care that?
At our practice, Santeria. Sorry.
If you're Blur, do you care about that though? You're just like, okay, I've done a million gigs. It's fucking
I
fun.
Don't
I
know
anyway.
Why. Yeah, but it is a testament to. Bearing in mind, like, you know, for Blur. I think their highest charting single, somebody pointed out to it, is it got 58 in the Billboard charts back in the 90s. The biggest performing single from them, right?
So in the US, they're nobody, really.
Yeah. And so for them to... I kind of like it that British people can never break through. British bands, anyway, of the Britpop generation forwards, they find it very, very difficult to break through. Mumford & Sons managed it. That's about it. You know what
Arctic
I mean?
Arctic Monkeys?
Really though, kind of. You know what I mean? Mumford & Sons, because they've got a bit of a country lilt, they probably sashayed it in that a little bit. But Arctic Monkeys probably can't fill a stadium out there, can they?
I don't know. So, I'm not really sure.
I get that sense anyway. But I do like the fact that it is really hard to do, and it is really hard to conquer America. And I do find it amusing that Damon Albarn would let his kind of mask slip a little bit. He's there. He's put a suit on for the occasion because it's clearly quite a big gig, even for Blur, even in this situation. He's had a terrible time. He started admonishing the crowd, which is never a winner.
Oh, it depends on your perspective. It's always a winner for me. I love it. Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely
stuff. He did look like... The thing I thought about it when I saw it, and it's available widely online, obviously, is that he just looked like a legacy act that clearly didn't have a legacy. Almost like you didn't in the US, I mean, because you can kind of do what you want if you're older and you've sold a million billion records.
Dylan's not sang one of his own songs for about 20 years.
You don't even know what songs he's singing.
No. Hump the Bump. He does.
He does a very good version of Hump the Bump by the Red Chili Peppers. It was a really interesting clip. I think I don't really like Blur. I think if you break them down to their component parts, every single one of them's a dickhead. So that tells you its own story. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Cheese or I think I said this to you before. There's a Graham Coxon single, a solo single about 15 years ago, which is genuinely one of the worst pieces of music I've ever heard. It sounds like a school band, right? Got fucking mainstream play because it's Graham Coxon, right? Dreadful on his own, like really poor. Mm. You know, Damon Albarn's Damon Albarn. Alex James is possibly the biggest embarrassment in British music history. And I am including all the paedophiles and perverts in that. And the final one was a fucking Labour councillor. Yeah. How uncool can you get?
He's been trying to knock on that door for such a long time.
I think he might even be a candidate for an MP in the next election now.
Yeah, he went for mayor a few years ago. I remember that. Do you remember what happened at Coachella? It's like a little Coachella review, this. Grimes just absolutely stacked a DJ set and just said, "Sorry, I can't mix these songs. They're too quick." something went catastrophically wrong. She just stopped the set and went, "Oh, sorry, I can't do the maths here. I'm confused."
You're talking to someone who has been in the dubious position of actually seeing a Grimes DJ set live.
Okay, right, yeah,
and it was terrible.
Right.
It was genuinely, not that bad. She didn't own up to being shit in the middle of it. But it was really, really almost confusingly poor.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think hasn't she got a reputation as being a fairly interesting artist?
Yeah, I think so. I always get Grimes mixed up with Churches, mixed up with Idols, mixed up with the woman who married Elon Musk. I get all of these kind of poppy kind of dance acts that have cool logos.
Grimes did. Grimes was with Elon Musk for years. They've got kids
together
and stuff.
Okay, right. I get everyone sort of mixed up a little bit.
I don't think that's anything to do. That's nothing to do with Churches, mate.
No, nothing to do with Idols either.
Do you regularly find yourself just getting a series of random things, animal, vegetables, and minerals mixed up with each other?
Well, I think this podcast stands a testament to that. The
man
failures.
Who confused his wife for a hat. Is that you?
What's that from?
It's a book, isn't it? It's a book about strange psychological conditions.
Right.
And there's a guy, I'm paraphrasing it because I haven't actually read the book and it was years ago I heard about it. He kind of had this psychological issue where he couldn't distinguish between people and inanimate objects.
Right, okay.
It did remind me of you a great deal, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Should we take a break? And when we come back, we'll do some batteries because we've got some good ones this week.
Oh, Battery Daddy on the way. See you in a bit.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. It's the Looking Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson, joined by Mr. Lucky Moore. And every single Thursday, we talk about all things batteries. If you found a battery inside some computers or a vibrating device we've had before, we've had calculators, we've had a lot of children's toys, a lot of parents sort of just sat in a in like a playpen, just replacing the replacing the batteries in a little toy, and sort of going, oh, maybe the Looking Pete Show might like this, and they forget.
Yeah, it's kind of them to think of us.
They drop the battery into the playpen. The child eats the battery, and then you're in all kinds of trouble. Daniel, I spent this weekend clearing out my childhood bedroom after moving out 11 years ago. Whilst going through the cupboards, I came across a camera, and inside were these National Hyper batteries for your consideration. Keep up the great work, Daniel. Now, I'm loving this design. I think it has all the hallmarks of a 1970s kind of ordered from the CPC catalogue. Mm. It's the Matsushita Electric Company, presumably. It's like a Japan import, very much like my car. There's got a lot. It's got real kind of like East German design energy, and I'm a big fan of this.
They look about 50 years old, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it's good stuff. So 11 years ago, apparently, if not more, this camera was filled with batteries. But we're very, very thankful for Daniel chucking them over. But are the National Hypers a new entry, Luke?
They are a new entry. Congratulations, Daniel.
Beautiful.
A brand new player.
You know what? If we had like, so we're taking the whole kind of like battery daddy, I'm moving all of the other batteries to the back, and I'm putting the National Hypers right in the front, because I think
that could be a good DJ name for you. That
what, National Hyper?
Yeah, I'd like it.
Yeah, or a really bad national cover band. T.O. Bowman has come in with an email. It says, "Hello, Luke's and Gentle Pete's. I have for you today the most promising battery submission from a road trip vacation in New Mexico. The wife I have access to and I are celebrating our 12-year anniversary on Sunday, and we'd also love to celebrate a new player in the battery daddy. Hope you're both well, and come on, you rip roaring high drain." Piscels, or Piscel rather, P-I-S-C-E-L-L, if a fish was crossed with a battery, presumably.
Yeah, presumably, Peter, although the plot is about to thicken, so strap yourself in.
Kind of looks like P-I-Zap, energy bolt,
well,
C-E-L-L, doesn't it?
I think if they were Piscels, they would be a new player.
Right.
But my experience tells me, based on a pretty decent deep dive into the inbox,
Pi-Cell,
is that these are PK cells, which you've had a million times before, and the branding is just confusing because
what do PK cell batteries look like, though? Let me have a look. Oh, yes, I do believe you. You are right, Luke. You've got that absolutely cock on. The K. Sometimes they don't use the lightning bolt logo. They just use the K. He's had a stinker. He's had a stinker, T.O. Bowman. But is there any kind of solace in the fact that Taos in New Mexico is one of the few places I've actually been?
You
Does
have?
Help? Yeah.
And what was it like?
Checked into a hotel. It was like kind of a Mexican sort of domicile, and a full geisha face painted goth was playing a harp. and I didn't need that because I'd bought some edibles. It absolutely threw me through a fucking loop. So there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got poor memories of it.
Got poor memories of it. Went over the road to the Burger Shack and giggled my way through lunch. Supper, not lunch. That'd be
supper?
Supper,
mother. Downton Abbey?
Right. Darby.
So it's not
is
a new player, Pete. We officially sent
Sorry,
it's
not a new player, yes.
Because you
stinking.
Went to Taos in New Mexico and saw a geisha painted as a goth and you were high. So therefore, our friend... what was his name? T.O. Bowman.
T.O. Bowman. Sounds like either a detective, a dog, or a dog that's a detective.
Yeah.
It's T.O. Bowman. I'm imagining like quite a spivvy dog detective with
Mustache.
A bow tie. Mustache and bow tie. A terrier, one of those kind of like a schnauzer or a border terrier with a big mustache and possibly a monocle. So
I would call it a bad guy in a Scooby-Doo episode, actually.
What? P.O. Bowman?
T.O.
Bowman. Yeah, T.O. What does the T and O stand for? That is the question.
Yeah.
The only Bowman. Hi, Luke and Pete. I'm guessing this is not a new player, but I did want to send this G... Oh, fuck it. What are you doing? Darby.
What is it?
Darby, I feel sick. I can't even say it. I did want to send this GP Super...
GP Super Alkaline. Get out of here.
I've got wet mouth. I'm going to be sick.
An old
carbon monoxide detector. Since to get to it, I used a screwdriver to cut through the paint that sealed the battery in, right next to the notice that says, "Do not paint." Love the show, guys. Darby,
I'd love to hear from people actually who don't have a fucking smoke detector with a super GP alkaline in it, because it's right. Every single person in the fucking world's got one.
Mine's Duracell, thank you very much.
You probably changed it.
I did change it. There I probably took out a GP Ultra, yeah.
Since the turn of the year alone, 31 people have sent this in.
And they shouldn't have. No. They shouldn't have. That, I mean, they should
They're
have been
told.
They're
getting nothing back out of that.
They're getting nothing back out of that. List their names. Just bash out a few names. GP, okay. The GP Ultra, right?
Give George us some Quinlan, David right. Foley.
Twat.
Gethin Barden. Carl
twat.
Hunter.
Bastard.
Carl Hunter twice, actually. Poor.
Carl. Double bastard.
Darren Sloan.
Fool.
Nicholas Cobain.
Imbecile.
James Harmer.
Scum.
Pete Donaldson.
Deport them. Ah, shit.
Deport them in their Japanese
Deport
car.
Deport them in their Japanese car, baby.
So anyway, we had two. We've got two out of three there. Oh, no, one out of three, because one of them was a mistake and the other one was a complete joke.
It's not ideal, is it?
No, should we finish with an email?
Oh, let's do that then.
There's an email here from David who says, hi, you guys. He actually calls us Venerable Podcasting Royalty, but I'm not going to acknowledge that. I'm just going to say hi, guys.
If you became a member of the Royal Family by just doing it, sorry, that I couldn't figure out what to say at the end of that sentence.
Yeah, don't start it wrong.
Don't start for just doing something for a long time.
It's broadcasting 101.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you can't think of how to finish the sentence, probably don't start.
What
it.
I'm saying is, we've been podcasting for such a long time, since the very beginning. You know, I did a fucking show back in like sort of iPod times, right?
No, yeah, you don't have to mention it, do you?
I do like to mention it because it gives us the right to tell people off. Yeah. I think
you keep telling me never to mention how long we've been doing podcasts because everyone will think we're old and boring. That's
we are old and
say.
Boring. Yeah, but then we're sorry to say it on air because people know we're old and boring.
True, actually.
We just did a 10-minute feature about batteries, for crying out loud, and then we had a goat blur for being 3 years older than us. I would say that with that, we've been doing it for such a long time that we should be knighted, at least. Podcast knighting. Why doesn't the old British Podcast Award do knightings? Why aren't we put into like some kind of Hall of Fame, the Hoff?
Can I just set the record straight and say I wasn't having a go at Blur merely for being 3 years older than us. I was having a go at them for having the temerity to be more successful than me.
Right.
That's
okay.
The main reason
I'm
I was.
Getting upset because people weren't respecting them.
And if the British Podcast Awards were dishing out knighthoods, I don't think they really even know who we are. So I don't think we'd be...
No, I mean, can you knight a... Dad wrote a knighty. Like, can you knight...
Yeah, the first people would be my dad wrote a porno.
Can you knight the big guy from Dad Wrote a Porno for the fifth time? He'd just be him getting knighted every... He'd be getting bigger and bigger suits of armour. And yes, I do believe how the knights work.
That's what it'd be like. He'd be getting like his 15th knighthood and he'd be talking about how much he's not interested in it while simultaneously updating his LinkedIn.
His shoulder would be down to the bone, the amount of sword strikes he's received.
It would.
And his back would be breaking from the flowers he's received.
It would. I think you're right. I think that's absolutely spot on. Mm. But yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right.
Can I wrestle this back to this email or...
Oh, yeah. Did we even do the email? Sorry.
No, we didn't do it. Did my dad write a porno do emails and do they forget halfway through? Or, I don't know. Not sure.
Dad wrote an email.
Anyway, David, he calls us Venerable Podcasting Royalty. It's his decision. That's his
That's up
opinion.
To him.
Yeah, absolutely up to him. He said, I thought I might be so bold as to try and compose a missive to tie together some disparate threads from recent episodes. When you were discussing fencing and segued seamlessly into Hobgoblin and then Iron Maiden, you mentioned Bruce Dickinson for Trooper Ale and talked about him being a qualified pilot. What shocked me to the very core, though, was that you didn't also talk about him being an international standard fencer. I did know that. I thought we had mentioned that. I definitely did know it because I've read his memoir and I was actually really disappointed by his memoir. I was looking forward to it. I really like Iron Maiden and he's an interesting guy, but the book isn't that good. Every single chapter ends with go figure. Which is disappointing. It's a really dad
It's a good
way of
payoff,
writing.
I think. Yeah, yeah. Go figure.
It's
figure.
Like needless to say I had the last laugh. You had to get the word count down.
Yeah.
Now, tying the fencing into the most recent episode, says David, when you were talking about the development of planes and the ones with the big disc on them, the name you were actually looking for was AWACS, Airborne Warning and Control System. This was the American system that superseded the UK Nimrod, which is a plane with a sticking out nose and big bum. Pete,
That's
you'd be very
one.
Jealous.
Yes.
My father was in the RAF and we were based up in North Scotland where he supervised the flight simulators up there. On leaving the RAF after 25 years service, he moved to the civilian side of the RAF flight simulation world, and his boss at the time was also an international fencer. So there you have, fencer, Iron Maiden, development planes, job done, David.
Mm. Nice, okay. Yeah. So, great stuff. I mean, I'm pleased that happened. I'm pleased that we got the plane title correct in the end.
I'd love to see one of those AWACS planes in real life just flying around.
They just look too
top heavy.
Too top heavy, really. I mean, the amount of drag that gets added to a plane when you just put the old wheels down. I mean, actually,
you don't know what you're talking about.
I do. I've watched so many episodes of The Mentor Pilot. It increases drag. It's a real pain in the arse.
Yeah, but the way
also,
you started that,
the air brakes and the engine reversers, they don't even work if the fucking wheels aren't down and there's a bit of pressure on them. They don't work. So you can't reverse the fucking engines in flight and explode your engines to bits.
You can say whatever you want about planes. You would still be the very last person I'd want flying when I was in.
I'll say, Luke, I have watched so many videos about everything going wrong that I'm bound to not make it go wrong.
That's just the least convincing pitch I've ever heard in my life.
COVID era Air Pakistan.
So negative. There
was a real issue with the captain being an arrogant shit. And he killed everyone. So yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be an arrogant shit.
I read something in a Malcolm Gladwell book where there was two Japanese pilots and one of them was junior to the other one. Mm. And the senior one was about to pilot into the sea because he had the readings wrong. Yeah, and the junior pilot was trying to tell him and the senior one kept clipping him around the back of the head.
Yeah,
and then they all died.
Yeah. And then they all died. Yeah, I'll just say that. I say, Luke, as I'm flying along, I say, Luke, you may not respect me, but I've been doing...
It's a storm.
It's my hand on the yoke.
It's a storm by the look of it.
It's a storm. We're going through a lot of turbulence.
For people who can't see this, he looks like he's masturbating two gentlemen.
I said, Luke, you may not respect me as a pilot, but God damn it, I've been doing podcasts since the iPod times, and I've been fucking... It's 10 episodes of a podcast in the nearly the 90s, all right? So respect me. No, I don't want to use the ILS approach. I am going to do it manually.
Why are you sweating so much? You did come across a bit Arthur Shelby then, if you don't mind me saying.
Which one's Arthur Shelby? Is he the...
The really angry one.
He used to be a ticket tout, didn't he? Yeah.
I think he might be a troubled man in real life, you know.
I think if you've been a ticket... I think ticket tout is like one of those jobs that are about the same as selling car batteries in the pub. You know what I mean? It's this something... It's something... It's the nighttime economy, even if they don't do it at night. You know what I mean?
I once saw the
sort
greatest...
of people who kind of have those little kind of bicycles that take drunk men to strip clubs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nighttime economy. Yeah. I once saw... And this is actually, weirdly enough, this was outside an Iron Maiden gig at Twickenham Stadium. Mm. I once saw the greatest fist fight between two normal people I'd ever seen.
Right.
It was two ticket touts.
What? And they were like, what? They were connecting. They were doing.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It went on for about five minutes.
Great quality. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Over the top of a car. Right. One chinned the other. A couple of good clean shots.
Ironically, people were selling tickets for it.
They should have been.
Yeah.
Well, it was because one of them was annoyed because the other one kept selling, trying to tout in his little zone.
His little area. And he's like, I've got. This is my area. Interesting. Yeah. I guess you got. When you are part of that ticket reselling economy that the big companies have decided they want a slice of. Thank you very much. I think you have to be a bit tasty, don't you? You have to sort of defend your
area. Oh, you've got to be. Yeah. They're like proper. I think they're. I mean, with the greatest respect.
Proper ruffians.
They are wrong-uns.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I remember is one of them shouting at the other, "Get off Witten Road! Get off Witten Road!
Get off Witten Road!" And the other one's going, "Hump to bump."
Yeah. Exactly. Right, on that note, we've got to go. We'll be back on Monday, though. Actually, we've got an email from Pilot Neil.
Yes!
Which I'll do on Monday.
He knows about ILS approaches and yokes.
I'm not sure he mentions it in his email because I haven't read it yet, but I saw it drop in the inbox and I'm bloody excited for it. And
talk to us about vectors, Pilot Neil. All right, we'll be back on Monday where we'll be humping and bumping da bump. I will be spending my weekend thinking about what I've done. Luke is going to be thinking about what I've done as well. We'll see you on Monday.
Always. See you later.
Very well.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.